The following are three real reasons why Rich Dad saw the coming of the biggest stock market crash in history. They are 1. There will be a market sell-off caused by baby boomers converting to cash. Rich Dad said, E's and S's work all their lives for money, not for financial assets. Most E's and S's do not trust the stock market. Once they leave the company, they will cling to what they know and trust, and that is cash, not stocks or mutual funds. According to Business Week magazine, in 1990, there were $712 billion in 401k and similar plans. Only 45% of that money was in stocks. By the end of 2000, that amount had swelled to $2.5 trillion, with 72% in stocks or similar equities. In other words, as the money from retirement funds came in, a market boom was underway. As the boom increased, so-called investors became more confident and began taking their cash and buying equities with their cash, simply because they could get a much higher return from equities instead of cash. As the boom progressed, many so-called investors entered the party late and began taking money out of their savings and putting it into the market, primarily into stock mutual funds, swelling that asset class to $4 trillion. About that same time, reports came out that the savings rate of America had dropped to less than 1%. The reason was because a mania was on, and people who should have never been in the market were now in the market. It seemed that many people who were investing in their DC pension plans saw their plans increasing in value. Immediately, they believed that they were now real investors and began taking their savings and putting them all into the market. People who should have remained savers suddenly started investing, but they were not investors. Rich Dad believes that the biggest stock market crash in history will be caused when millions of people begin to sell financial assets they do not understand and do not trust. Rich Dad said, "People in the E quadrant love security. If they feel their security threatened, they will not hold on to their financial assets. If they feel they are insecure, there will not be any systematic withdrawal as the 1974 plan calls for. Instead, there will be a wholesale panic, a panic caused by baby boomers converting financial assets back to cash as fast as possible." As Rich Dad said, savers and investors are not the same people. Savers feel secure with money, not with mutual funds. When push comes to shove, they will sell, and when millions of them begin to sell, the market will crash. So the primary reason for the crash is that most people today do not naturally feel secure with mutual funds and stocks. Once they begin to retire, millions of baby boomers will cash in their stocks and mutual funds and return to what they have spent their lives working for, cash. 2. Cost of living and medical costs will go up. With the DC pension plan, after retirement, when cost of living goes up and medical costs go up, retirees will sell their assets to pay for these life expenses. Again, this will blow the systematic withdrawal theory out the window. People have to have money to live on, not mutual funds. So the mutual funds will be sold for cash. 3. The number of fools will increase. Most of us know that any market is run on greed and fear. The reason the market went up in the 1990s was because of greed, and the reason it will go down is because of fear. In the near future, one more reason why people will turn their retirement accounts into cash is because of folly. When millions of people who invested in mutual funds and other financial assets experience buyer's remorse and demand their money back, a panic will occur, and that panic will lead to a crash, the biggest crash in the history of the world.